The FBI plans to administer lie detector tests to as many as 200 people associated with the Army's biodefense program in hopes of finding new leads in the anthrax investigation. Some polygraph experts believe that's a great idea, but only some. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Researchers draw such completely opposite conclusions about how useful these polygraphs will be, you almost want to administer the test to them to see if one side is lying. That's if the test works, of course. Frank Horvath thinks it does.
I am quite confident that if the actual culprit is included in this list, that it's extremely likely that that person will be detected and all others will be exonerated via the polygraph.
Horvath studies polygraphing at Michigan State University. He says the test is nothing like what you see in the movies. There's no pool of bright light, no shouting. It's scientific and begins with a low-key pretest interview.
During that pretest interview, one of the important components is that the examiner reviews with the examinee every single question that will be asked during polygraph testing, word for word. There are no surprise questions.
Because if a person is surprised by a question, that surprise might look like a lie on the machine. After the pre-interview, a rubber tube goes around the examinee's chest to measure the respiratory rate, two small metal plates are attached to the fingers to measure sweat, and a blood pressure cuff is strapped on. The examiner asks the questions again, the results are read out by a computer, statistically analyzed, and finally interpreted by the examiner. Horvath says investigators have used the test to crack a number of cases, but couldn't say how many.
I can tell you from my statistics, from my research, that in those cases where people fail polygraph exams, approximately half of them acknowledge their guilt after the exam.
That's one perspective. Al Zelikoff, a bioweapons and security expert at Sandia National Laboratory, has another. Polygraphs aren't useless, he says. They're less than useless.
The likelihood of catching the perpetrator, if he or she is at the labs that they're testing, and I doubt it, is indistinguishable from zero. There's a tiny chance, but it's very, very small.
Zelikoff argues that polygraphs only work when the person being tested thinks they work. The polygraph machine is a useful prop, a bit of theater. If it's being applied to a small number of people, yes, somebody might think the jig is up and confess. But in large groups, he says, the guilty person could well escape. Meanwhile, a handful of innocent people will get nervous, and it will look like they are lying.
And what I really worry about in the anthrax investigation is that the few good scientists we have working on obscure, arcane, but important issues like biological weapons are going to be so disheartened at having to be subjected to this intrusive, embarrassing, insulting process that they may well leave to go work for private industry where they can make much more money.
Zelikoff was polygraphed once himself. It took 7 hours. Dozens of people at his lab who have taken one as part of their security clearance tell him the tests are nastier than just a few questions. It's, that response looked a little funny on the machine. Are you sure there's nothing more you want to tell me? There are, of course, some people on the fence in this debate. Jim Dempsey is deputy director of the Center for Democracy and Technology. The test is a long shot, he says, but he can understand why the FBI wants to do it.
It's clearly a technique of last resort in this case. Almost a desperation move. They've clearly run out of leads and run out of options, and they're hoping that this may turn something up, shake something loose.
An FBI official said this was not a desperation move. The idea is simply to try to cross out some names on what is apparently still a long list of potential suspects. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.